Blog Talk Radio.
There's a place dear to me where I'm longing to be with my friends at the old country church. There with mother we went and our Sundays were spent with my friends at the old country church.
Precious years of memory.
Oh, what joy they bring to me.
How I long
once more to be with my friends at the old country church. As a small country boy, how my heart beat with joy when I knelt in the old country church. And the Savior above, by His wonderful love, saved my soul in the old country church.
Precious years of memory.
Oh, what joy they bring to me.
How I long once more to be
with my friends at the old country church. My thoughts make me weep, for so many now sleep in their graves near the old country church. And sometime I may rest with the friends I love best in a grave near the old country church.
Precious years of memory. Oh, what joy they bring to me.
With my friends at the old country church.
Good morning, everyone, and greetings in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Let us pray. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Father, once again, as we open your word this morning, we ask for the presence of the Holy Spirit to be with us, to guide us, Father, to bring to us the truth and the knowledge of this your word, Father. We ask the Spirit to open our hearts and minds to be receptive unto this your word. Now, Father, we ask to be with us throughout the remainder of this morning service. And we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. Going to be talking to you from Exodus 32. Give you a moment to get there. You know, on Monday and Tuesday, we're in the Old Testament going through it. And I pray that you stay with us. I know a lot of things that they don't need. They don't need the Old Testament. But there's a lot back there that can help us to build our faith. See where things really begin and how they have moved forward through time. And God has kept them safe all down through time and has brought them to you and I in our day and time. And they will go on until he comes back for his church. You know, we don't know when that'll be, but we know it will happen because we're told that. Told it will. All right. Now, getting into chapter 32, verse 1. And when the people saw that Moses delayed to come down out of the mount, the people gathered themselves together unto Aaron and said unto him, make us gods, which shall go before us. For as for this Moses, the man that brought us up out of the land of Egypt, we wrought not what is become of him. You see, he had went up into the mountain, and he'd been there longer than they thought he should be. But just as they'd been, ever since they left Egypt, they want to moan and groan. Now, they're really getting ready to do something that they don't need to do. And many of them's going to find out just how sorry they'll be. Now, verse 2. And Aaron said unto them, break off the golden earrings which are in the ears of your wives, of your sons, and of your daughters, and bring them unto me. And all the people break off the golden earrings which were in their ears, and brought them unto Aaron. And he received them at their hand, and fashioned it with a graving tool, after he had made it a molten calf. And they said, these be thy gods of Israel, which brought thee up out of the land of Egypt. And when Aaron saw it, he built an altar before it. And Aaron made proclamation and said, tomorrow is a feast to the Lord. And they rose up early on the morrow and offered burnt offerings and brought peace offerings. And the people sat down to eat and to drink and rose up to play. And they, with this playing, they were doing all kinds of things that they wasn't supposed to be doing. 7. And the Lord said unto Moses, go, get thee down, for thy people which thou broughtest out of the land of Egypt have corrupted themselves. They have turned aside quickly out of the way which I commanded them. They have made them a molten calf, and have worshipped it, and have sacrificed thereunto, and said, these be thy gods, O Israel, which have brought thee up out of the land of Egypt. You see, they're making their own now, and making a mockery out of everything. Now, 9, and the Lord said unto Moses, I have seen this people, and behold, it is a stiff-necked people. Don't sound too good, does it? Stiff-necked people. Here in 10. Now therefore, let me alone, that my wrath may wax hot against them, and that I may consume them, and I will make of thee a great nation. 11. And Moses besought the Lord his God and said, Lord, why does thy wrath wax hot against thy people, which thou hast brought forth out of the land of Egypt with great power and with a mighty hand? Moses now is asking God, why are you hot against them? You went so much trouble to get them this far. Now, 12. Wherefore should the Egyptians speak and say, for mischief did he bring them out to slay them in the mountains and to consume them from the face of the earth. Turn from thy fierce wrath and repent of this evil against thy people. 13. This is Moses talking now to the Lord. 12 there that I just read, plus this. Remember Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, thy servants, to whom thou swearest by thy own self, and saith unto them, I will multiply your seed as the stars of the heavens, and all this land that I have spoken of will I give unto your seed, and they shall inherit it forever. And the Lord repented of the evil which he thought to do unto his people. And Moses turned and went down from the mount, and the two tablets of the testimony were in his hand. The tablets were written on both their sides, on the one side and on the other side were they written. And the tablets were the work of God, and the writing was the writing of God given upon the tablets. And when Joshua heard the noise of the people as they shouted, he said unto Moses, there is a noise of war in the camp. No, it wasn't war. It was all kinds of corrupt things they was doing, celebrating this golden calf that they should not have been doing. And he said, it is not the voice of them that shout for mastery, neither is it the voice of them that cry for being overcome, but the noise of them that sing, do I hear? Now, he's beginning to get it a little plainer. And now he's calling the singing. 19. And it came to pass as soon as he came nigh unto the camp that he saw the calf and the dancing. And Moses' anger waxed hot. And he cast the tablets out of his hands and brake them beneath the mount. He broke these tablets now. And he took the calf which they had made and burned it in the fire and ground it to powder and strode it upon the water and made the children of Israel drink of it. You know, he talked to God about being hot. Now he's hot. 21. And Moses said unto Aaron, what did this people unto thee that thou hast brought so great a sin upon them? And Aaron said, let not the anger of my Lord wax hot. Thou knowest the people that they are set on mischief. He said, you know they're set on mischief. No. 23. For they said unto me, make us gods which shall go before us. For as for this Moses, the man that brought us up out of the land of Egypt, we wrought not what is become of him. In other words, they're saying they didn't know what had become of him. Now 24. And I said unto them, whosoever hath any gold, let them break it off. So they gave it me. Then I cast it in the fire, and there came out this calf. Now, 25. When Moses saw that the people were naked, for Aaron had made them naked unto their shame among their enemies, then Moses stood up in the gate of the camp and said, who is on the Lord's side? Let him come unto me. And all the sons of Levi gathered themselves together unto him. And he said unto them, thus saith the Lord God of Israel, put every man his sword by his side, and go in and out from gate to gate throughout the camp, and slay every man his brother, and every man his companion, and every man his neighbor. And the children of Lehi did according to the word of Moses. And there fell of the people that day about 3,000 men. I don't imagine they're doing too much singing and dancing now, do you? Now, 29. For Moses had said, concentrate yourselves today to the Lord, even every man upon his son and upon his brother, that he may bestow upon you a blessing this day. And it came to pass on the morrow that Moses said unto the people, ye have sinned a great sin, and now I will go up unto the Lord. Preadventure, I shall make an atonement for your sin. And Moses returned unto the Lord and said, O this people, have sinned a great sin, and have made them gods of gold. Yet now, if thou wilt forgive their sin, and if not, blot me, I pray thee, out of thy book which thou hast written. And the Lord said unto Moses, whosoever hath sinned against me, him will I blot out of my book. Whosoever has sinned against him, he'll blot out of his book. But you see, he's not going to blot everybody out. Now, 34. Therefore now go, lead the people unto the place of which I have spoken unto thee. Behold, my angel shall go before thee. Nevertheless, in the days when I visit, I will visit their sin upon them. And the Lord plagued the people because they made the calf which Aaron made. And the Lord said unto Moses, depart. Now we're going into chapter 33. And the Lord said unto Moses, depart and go up hence, thou and the people which thou hast brought up out of the land of Egypt, unto the land which I swear unto Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob, saying, unto thy seed will I give it. Now, verse 2, I will send an angel before thee, and I will drive out the Canaanites, and the Amorites, and the Hittites, and the Perizzites, and the Havites, and the Jebusites, unto a land flowing with milk and honey. For I will not go up in the midst of thee, for thou art a stiff-necked people, lest I consume thee in the way. And when the people heard these evil tidings, they mourned, and no man did put on him his ornaments. For the Lord had said unto Moses, saying to the children of Israel, ye are a stiff-necked people. I will come up into the midst of thee in a moment and consume thee. Therefore now put off thy ornaments from thee, that I may know what to do unto thee. And the children of Israel stripped themselves of their ornaments by the Mount Hebron. And Moses took the tabernacle and pitched it without the camp, afar off from the camp, and called it the tabernacle of the congregation. And it came to pass that every one which sought the Lord, went out unto the tabernacle of the congregation, which was without the camp. 8. And it came to pass, when Moses went out unto the tabernacle, that all the people rose up and stood every man at his tent door and looked after Moses until he was gone unto the tabernacle. Verse 9. And it came to pass, as Moses entered into the tabernacle, the cloud descended and stood at the door of the tabernacle, and the Lord talked with Moses. And all the people saw the cloudy pillar stand at the tabernacle door, and all the people rose up and worshiped every man in his tent door. And the Lord spake unto Moses face to face, as a man speaketh unto his friend, and he turned again into the camp. But his servant Joshua, the son of Nun, a young man, departed not out of the tabernacle. 12. And Moses said unto the Lord, see, thou sayest unto me, bring up this people, and thou hast not let me know whom thou wilt send with me. Yet thou hast said, I know thee by name, and then hast also found grace in my sight. Now therefore, I pray thee, if I have found grace in thy sight, show me now thy way, that I may know thee, that I may find grace in thy sight, and consider that this nation is thy people. You notice how Moses is really talking to the Lord here. He's talking to him from his heart. And exactly what is on it. Is on his heart. 14. And he said, my presence shall go with thee, and I will give thee rest. And he said unto him, if thy presence go not out with me, carry us not up hence. For wherein shall it be known here that I and thy people have found grace in thy sight? Is it not in that thou goest with us? So shall we be separated, I and thy people, from all the people that are upon the face of the earth. And the Lord said unto Moses, I will do this thing also that thou hast spoken, for thou hast found grace in my sight, and I know thee by name. And he said, I beseech thee, show me thy glory. And he said, I will make all my goodness pass before thee, and I will proclaim the name of the Lord before thee, and I will be gracious to whom I will be gracious, and will show mercy on whom I will show mercy. And he said, thou canst not see my face, lest shall no man see me and live. You see, mankind cannot see the face of God and live. 21. And the Lord said, behold, there is a place by me, and thou shalt stand upon a rock, and it shall come to pass, while my glory passeth by, that I will put thee in a cliff of the rock, and will cover thee with my hand while I pass by. He's letting him know all the things beforehand because he can't look on his face and live. Now, 23 and the end of chapter 33. And I will take away my hand, and thou shalt see my back parts, but my face shall not be seen. He's going to let him see his back, but he can't see his face. And the Lord said unto Moses, hew thee two tables of stone, like unto the first, and I will write upon these tablets the words that were in the first tablets, which thou breakest. We're talking about the Ten Commandments now. Two, and be ready in the morning, and come up in the morning unto Mount Sinai, and present thyself there to me in the top of the mountain, and no man shall come up with thee, neither let any man be seen throughout all the mount. Neither let the flocks nor herds feed before that mount. And he hewed two tablets of stone like unto the first. And Moses rose up early in the morning, went up into Mount Sinai, as the Lord had commanded him, and took in his hand the two tablets of stone. And the Lord descended in the cloud and stood with him there, and proclaimed the name of the Lord. And the Lord passed by before him and proclaimed the Lord God, merciful and gracious, long-suffering and abundant in goodness and truth. Seven, keeping mercy for thousands, forgiving iniquity and transgressions and sin, and that will by no means clear the guilty, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children and upon the children's children unto the third and to the fourth generation. Eight. And Moses made haste and bowed his head toward the earth and worshiped. And he said, if now I have found grace in thy sight, O Lord, let my Lord, I pray thee, go among us, for it is a stiff-necked people, and pardon our iniquity and our sin, and take us for thine inheritance. Really reaching out to God. But how are mankind reaching out to God today? They're not reaching out. No worse near this way or of this nature even. And they need to be. We need to be going before our Lord with all of our heart and all of our mind. And always worshiping him all through the day, not just once a day or twice a day, but all through the day, worshiping him, thanking him, praising him for the things he has done and the things he has given to us. Because without him, we could do nothing at all. We would not even live. Think about this. Now, 10, we're in chapter 34, verse 10. And he said, behold, I make a covenant before all thy people. I will do marvels such as have not been done in all the earth, nor in any nation, and all the people among which thou art shall see the work of the Lord, for it is a terrible thing that I will do with thee. Uh-oh. Now, you see, That's God's covenant that he's dealing here with Moses about and about the people. And we're going to move on now to verse 11. And Israel warned here of adultery and a lot of things. 11, observe thou that which I command thee this day. Behold, I drive out thee, the Amorite, the Canaanite, the Hittite, the Perizzite, the Havite, the Jebusite. Take heed to thyself, lest thou make a covenant with the inhabitants of the land, whither thou goest, lest it be for a snare in the midst of thee. But you shall destroy their altars, break their images, and cut down their groves. For thou shalt worship no other god, for the Lord, whose name is jealous, is a jealous God. 15. Lest thou make a covenant with the inhabitants of the land, and they go a-whoring after their gods, and do sacrifice unto their gods, and one call thee, and thou eat of his sacrifice. He's giving them a warning here, letting them know what not to do with these people in this land where he's taken them to. 17. Thou shalt make thee no molten gods. If they had just done. Now, the feast of unleavened bread shall thou keep 7 days. Thou shalt eat unleavened bread as I command thee in the time of the month Abib. For in the month Abib thou camest out from Egypt. This month of Abib would equal our month in this day and time, would equal our month of April. Now, 19. All that opened the matrix is mine, and every firstling among thy cattle, whether ox or sheep, that is male. But the firstling of an ass thou shalt redeem with a lamb, and if thou redeem him not, then shalt thou break his neck. All the firstborn of thy sons thou shalt redeem, and none shall appear before me empty. Now, you see, this is why they are certain days in the year that we are supposed to go to the Lord, and we go not with empty hands. In other words, we're to take an offering. Now, Verse 21, 6 days thou shalt work, but on the seventh day thou shalt rest. In airing times and in harvest thou shalt rest, and thou shalt observe the feast of weeks of the first fruits of wheat harvest, and the feast of in gathering at the year's end. Now, 23. Thrice in the year shall all your men, children, appear before the Lord God, the God of Israel. Thrice, three times. For I will cast out the nations before thee and enlarge thy borders. Neither shall any man desire thy land, when thou shalt go up to appear before the Lord thy God thrice in the year. There's that three times again. 25. Thou shalt not offer the blood of my sacrifice with leaven, neither shall the sacrifice of the feast of the Passover be left unto the morning. The first of the first fruits of thy land thou shalt bring unto the house of the Lord thy God. Thou shalt not see a kid in his mother's milk. And the Lord said unto Moses, write thou these words, for after the terror of these words, I have made a covenant with thee and with Israel. And he was there with the Lord 40 days and 40 nights. He did neither eat bread nor drink water. And he wrote upon the tablets the words of the covenant, the Ten Commandments. Now, 40 days and 40 nights. And it came to pass when Moses came down from Mount Sinai with the two tablets of testimony in Moses' hand, when he came down from the mount, that Moses was not, that the skin of his face shone while he talked with him. And when Aaron and all the children of Israel saw Moses, behold, the skin of his face shone, and they were afraid to come nigh him. He had that godly glow around his face. Now, they were afraid now to talk with him. 31. And Moses called unto them, and Aaron and all the rulers of the congregation returned unto him, and Moses talked with them. And afterwards, all the children of Israel came nigh, and he gave them in commandment all that the Lord had spoken with him in Mount Sinai. Imagine, took him a while to tell all of the words that the Lord had spoke to him. 33. And till Moses had done speaking with them, he put a veil on his face. He put a veil on because of the brightness. 34. But when Moses went in before the Lord to speak with him, he took the veil off until he came out, and he came out and spake unto the children of Israel that which he had commanded. And the children of Israel saw the face of Moses, that the skin of Moses' face shone. And Moses put the veil upon his face again until he went in to speak with him. And we're at the end of chapter 30. We're going to stop there now this morning. We have covered 32, 33, and 34 here in the book of Exodus. And these children that have been so disobedient unto God. But you see, God still loves mankind, still trying to make a way. And today, God loves you. It don't matter what you've done. God loves you. If you will turn to the Lord Jesus Christ and go to him and repent, he'll forgive you of your sins. Put your trust in him. Get into the Word of God. Find you a good church, one that is teaching the truth of God's Word, not walking around a third of it, and teaching things that are contrary to it. Grow until you are filled with the Holy Spirit of Almighty God. That'll be when you have been born again. You have been, then became a child of the living God, and heaven will be your home. You see, these are things we must do if we're going to make heaven our home. But God does love you. You may be living in adultery. You may be living in fornication. You can be a thief. You can even be a murderer. But you can still be forgiven. Because God sent his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, to the earth, not to save the righteous, because they didn't need saved. He sent him to save the sinner and bring them to repentance. And that's what we need going on today, because mankind has walked so far away, and they took the Lord Jesus Christ out of every place he was in. They started first by taking him out of our school, away from our children. And then they began taking him out of all of our office places. And finally got to the point that they even wanted to take him out of our prayers. And did. Because you see, in public, you're not supposed to say a prayer and end it in Jesus' name. They took that his name away from our military chaplains. Should never have been done, but they did. No government office that you go to that has prayer, and most of them do, they'll start their meetings with prayer if they don't want you ending it in Jesus' name. Do you know what? I'm going to end my prayers in Jesus' name. I'm going to pray in Jesus' name, because that is what the Word of God said. And I'm to obey God rather than man. And the Word of God told me to pray to the Heavenly Father in Jesus' name. And that's what I'm going to do. Always. I'm going to obey God rather than man. I'll obey the laws of our land as long as it's not contrary to God and his laws. When it becomes contrary to his laws, then I'm not going to obey it. This covert, look what he's done to a lot of our churches. But it also lets you know really what was in that church. You see, they said that you had to close the church. But they left the beer joints and the whiskey stores open. They said they were essential. But your church wasn't considered being essential, so they told you to close the doors. And most did. I didn't close my church door. No. And I was told, if you don't close your church doors, you can be fined in jail. And I said, well, you know, here's the thing. Then go ahead and fine me. And then they can jail me. Because I'm not going to pay the fine either. Because they don't have the authority to do either one. But on top of that, the word told me, says, forsake not the assembling of yourselves together as the manner of some is. So mankind's not going to tell me I can't use this book. No. And that I've got to close my doors because I'm not going to. But I can only speak for me. But I will say this. No born-again child of God called to the ministry is going to obey man's law that is against the law of God. No, he's not going to do it. Let us pray. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Father, as we close your word, we thank you for your word. We thank you for the Lord Jesus Christ and for the Holy Spirit. And Father, we're thankful that we can get together at these times to have fellowship and friendship with each other and with each other and with you. And that we can study your word and learn more of how to live this life here as we pass through until we can find truth and make heaven our home. And we know, Father, that all the answers are in this book. But we have to spend time and with you and with the Holy Spirit. Father, we've been given that Holy Spirit to give us knowledge, to give us power to do whatsoever you will call upon us to do as we live here on earth. Use us, Father. Use us in mighty and great ways. Use us in helping to bring the lost that's walking in darkness to light, and that light being the Lord Jesus Christ. Not to lift us up, to make us look like something great in the eyes of man, but so we can lift up the Lord Jesus Christ before mankind, to let them see his greatness and help them to turn from their evil ways, to him and your goodness. Now, Father, we all have family members walking in darkness. I pray and ask the Holy Spirit to work within our families to help us to reach them, to turn them from darkness to light, and that light being Jesus. Because, Father, we know that we all have to go through him. There is no other way to make heaven our home than through the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, Father, Keep us in health. Keep us safe through this day. And use us in that way. Father, bring us back together this evening at 6 p.m. and back into your word. This, Father, is my prayer this morning in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. Have a great day, everyone. Walk with God, He'll walk with you.